Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House. I'm Marissa Kleiss with Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro Eastside.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. And we have with us Tom Watson from King County. Tom's going to be talking with us about the Thread Cycle program, which is, I love it. And you've got another very interesting program that you're running, Tom. Tell us about that.
The newest program for the Eco-Consumer Public Outreach, the newest project for the public outreach program that I manage, it's repair groups. And so all over South King County so far, we go to a community center or a senior center for a four-hour event, and we will fix anything that people bring in to keep it out of the landfill and to save people money. And so you can bring in all kinds of household items. We say that if it's small enough for you to carry it in, you can bring it.
Fantastic.
And we have expert fixers who will, we have all-purpose fixers, we call them, and then sewing fixers. So clothing items, and they have actually fixed, the sewing fixers have patched up the holes in my socks, as you mentioned. They've done some much more elaborate clothing repairs. The all-purpose fixers have fixed fans and chairs and lamps and computers and all kinds of things. And it's just so much fun. People come in. It's all free. So it's been just a very enjoyable thing to do. They've had them other places. Some places they call them repair cafes, and
sure.
we call some of ours that too. And they've had them in Portland and some in Seattle, not necessarily heavily publicized. And so now we're doing it in South King County. We have the next one tomorrow in Kent at the Kent Senior Center, Kent Senior Activity Center downtown, from 3 to 7. And so we'll be there. Then we have one in Renton. That's going to be exciting because it will be our first outdoor repair cafe, and it's at the Renton Farmers Market on Tuesday, July 12th.
Excellent. So I've got a broken, appliance, let's say. It's a toaster, something like
yes.
that? Anything like that. Yeah.
Yes, and we can't promise that we'll be able to fix it, but we have
sure.
been fixing roughly 70 to 80% of the items that come in, either fixing or helpfully diagnosing it. Sometimes have to say, well, you need a certain part, and we can get online and right there and say, here's the part you need. If you get the part, you could come back the next time, or you could do it yourself. So sometimes we need to help them out, but a lot of times we can fix the things right there.
Well, that's great, and that's all free of charge, right?
Yes. It's to keep things out of the landfill. It's a community
of
service.
Course. Yeah.
And people really enjoy it. It's different. I invite you and your listeners to stop by sometime. Marissa, you're based on the east side?
I'm up here in Queen Anne.
Oh, okay.
But I go down to Renton, so quite a bit. I'm all over in Bellevue, Kent, so I can definitely stop by.
And there are some in Seattle sometimes also. And I just wanted to throw out, for all these things we're talking about, people can contact me anytime, email me at work or through our website, and I'll give you more specifics on when we're having these events or answering
questions. What's the best contact for you, Tom?
Email is tom.watson@kingcounty.gov.
All right. That's easy.
And you can also find the information on all of these repair events and on Thread Cycle on our Eco-Consumer website. And you could just search King County Eco-Consumer. The shortcut website address is KC for King
sure.
County, kceconsumer.com.
Okay, got it.
And so we're easily found and have a lot of information on there. So you think that you could see yourselves or people you know going to these repair events? You think that...
Well, not myself. Well, I conduct my own repair cafe pretty much every weekend.
So you know? Well, a lot of people can do a lot of their own fixing, and that's great. Sometimes people need a little help. For example,
absolutely.
A guy, and we actually invite people to contact me directly if they have something they want to know whether, you know, they think we could fix it. And we generally say yes. But so a guy called me a few days ago, and he has a Bosch jigsaw. Mm-hmm. And he was a fixer. He sounded maybe kind of like you, where he fixes things himself, but he hasn't been able to fix it. So I think he's going to bring it in tomorrow at Kent, and we'll see if we can fix it. We can get online and look at the guide, and maybe we'll be able to fix that. So all kinds of things like that.
You know, so many of our appliances and things like that are actually fairly simple and easy to repair. If you just know a little bit about it, or some basic mechanics or some basic electronics, or you know, in a lot of our modern tools and electronics, there's just components that you can just replace. And if you do that, you're going to save yourself so much money. And I think this is a fantastic program. I mean, we look at what you might pay a service person to come out to replace a belt or a washer or a switch, and they might charge you a couple $100 to do that, when really the switch or the part might be a few dollars, and the rest is just labor and having somebody show up. Or worst case, you know, somebody says, "Oh, my vacuum stopped working. I'll just throw it in the garbage and go buy a new one."
And honestly, that's what most of us do, myself included. These days, it's so easy to buy things on Amazon or at the store. It just doesn't. Oh, yeah. I mean, it just takes seconds, and then a day or two later, it arrives in the mail.
Shows up at your door.
Even large items now, and we're really trying to encourage people to reduce the amount of waste by buying more durable products. And that's something that we
always a good plan
that we can illustrate through these repair events. I mean, we understand that a lot of people aren't necessarily going to have the time or be willing to do the fixing themselves, even if they knew how to do it. So if we can help fix the durable items and then show people that it makes more sense. I mean, we'll have people bring in items and we'll say, you know, unfortunately, this item, it isn't a very durable item, and wasn't very expensive. And I mean, we don't judge people, but we let them know we can't necessarily fix it.
Right. Unless next time, buy better quality.
And we don't want to judge people, because all of us want to save money and things, but they just see by the example, they think, well, wow, maybe next time I'll get something more durable that I don't have to repair or throw away.
So you're teaching someone to actually think a little bit more long-term about that sort of thing. And maybe if they're hanging around watching their old broken thing get repaired, that's going to help them learn something a little bit too. It's like, hey, that wasn't that hard to do.
That's really the idea, that sure. We want people to sit there with us and learn how to do it if they want to.
Sure.
And another really cool aspect of this program that we just started, we've had 7 of these repair events so far. And at the last one, or the last 2, I guess, for the first time, we have these student apprentice fixers. And something I just learned about a few months ago, I'm probably the last person to know about this, but all over the area, and I think all over the country, The student robotics teams, thing is really a huge thing. It's part of the whole STEM emphasis.
Absolutely.
In education, science, technology, engineering, math,
right.
I think it is. So so we have these student apprentice fixers from the Highline High School robotics team.
Sure.
And this is like a champion. And there's a bunch
of these
robotics teams.
That's right.
This one has been to the national competition in St. Louis. So these kids, so far we've had a girl and 2 boys aged 14 to 18, and they are just whizzes. I mean, we are our veteran fixers. We have a guy, most of them are retired folks, and we have a guy who was a college chemistry professor for 40 years, and he loves to fix stuff and do woodworking, and he's sort of in awe of these kids that are, you know, can take apart cell phones and computers and things. So it's really nothing flat.
So how do you get your repair specialists? Are these folks that volunteer?
They are basically volunteers. We recruit them just through people we hear about or friends of friends, but we to try and make sure that they know that we value them, we provide all of our fixers a $100 stipend to cover their time and expenses per event.
Sure.
And so some people will use that to, some of them have to drive a ways and they use their own supplies, like for the sewing fixing. They'll use that $100 to cover their own costs. Others will donate that. And for the students, they use that stipend. That goes to support their robotics team and as a kind of a fundraiser for their robotics team. So
excellent. Are you looking for volunteers?
We'd be interested. They can contact me. Once again, it's tom.watson
at kingcounty.gov.
Good.
Got it. Okay.
And let me know if they're skilled. We're getting a good core of people, but we're definitely interested in doing it. But we're working really hard. Another reason we have to give the stipend is because people are sort of spent. You know, I coordinate it. I'm not a fixer myself, but we're just trying to get stuff in there and fix it. And our fixers are like working hard for 4 hours straight a lot
right.
of times.
They're really putting their heart into it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's super fun. Marissa, you do any of your own repairs?
So I'm kind of like one of those people that has that pile that, you know, you'll get to it at some point, but it just keeps getting bigger and bigger, and then I end up donating it. So for me, this would be great, even just having a set time knowing, okay, if I take this pile down to Kent, it'll get fixed. It's just nice having something on your calendar. It's just like, you know, not necessarily higher in your priority list. So just having the option of, you know, having a set time and place to go and be like, all right, I'll get to have all these clothes fixed for free. And then, you know, just a much better alternative than me getting out my sewing kit and spending a couple hours, because that's probably how long it would take, because I'm not so handy.
And don't necessarily bring in a whole pile at once, because
my pile's probably like three pieces.
That's good. And maybe there would be some things that maybe you've tried to fix yourself,
right,
too.
Right, like
that
zippers help are always a tricky one for me.
And they can even be challenging for some of our fixers. And as I said, we don't want to promise that we can fix everything, but zippers are one of the more challenging ones.
Yeah.
Really? So just bring in your complex electronics, but no zippers.
Yeah.
No, you can bring it in, but they don't necessarily have a zipper that's going to fit. Maybe that's the kind of thing they won't have many supplies of.
Maybe you can
never
bring
really
your
thought
own
about
in.
That.
Bring your own in and make sure it works.
Well, let's just replace it with Velcro. And
well,
it's a little more efficient all around.
Not a zip-up hoodie, it's a Velcro hoodie now.
That's right. When we come back, we have more with Tom Watson from King County. He's helping us recycle and get our stuff repaired for free. Stay tuned.
Open House has open phone lines. Give us a call at 866-712-1300.